This article is brought to you by the best-selling book Say It Right Every Time, The Black Book of Eamon Blackthorne. Because the right words, at the right moment, change everything. One-on-one feedback sessions, proven structures. The frameworks that turn awkward feedback talks into clear, productive conversations. In short, this article covers 5 proven structures for one-on-one feedback sessions, giving you a reliable framework to reach for before any difficult or developmental conversation. The SBI method for behavior-specific, fact-based feedback. The GROW model for turning feedback into a forward action plan. The Pendleton method for preserving dignity while still being direct. Definition: one-on-one feedback is a structured, private conversation between two people, typically a manager and a team member, focused on specific behavior, performance, or development. A proven structure ensures the conversation stays clear, direct, and constructive rather than vague or tense. I once watched a manager walk into a feedback meeting with the best of intentions. He genuinely cared about the person sitting across from him. He wanted to help, but he had no structure, no plan, and no clear sense of what he was trying to say. 15 minutes in, both of them looked lost. The conversation wandered into territory that hurt more than it helped. The manager left feeling guilty. The team member left feeling confused. Good intentions do not run a one-on-one feedback session. Structure does. Without a clear framework, most people default to their worst instincts under pressure, softening the message until it disappears, over-explaining until the point gets buried, or pushing so hard that the other person shuts down. One-on-one feedback sessions demand something better. They demand preparation and a reliable method you can trust when the conversation gets uncomfortable. In this article, you will learn 5 proven structures that give you a clear, replicable approach to feedback conversations in any situation. If you are also thinking about how feedback affects your wider team, how to give feedback that strengthens team synergy instead of breaking it is worth reading alongside this one. Why structure matters more than you think in feedback conversations. Most people believe feedback is about personality. They think you either have the gift for difficult conversations or you do not. That is not true. Feedback is a skill, and like every skill, it needs a structure to fall back on when the pressure rises. Here is the truth of it: when a conversation gets tense, your brain reaches for what is familiar. Without a practice structure, what is familiar is avoidance or aggression. A framework gives you a third option. There are specific moments where having a structure makes all the difference. When you need to address a repeated behavior without sounding like you are attacking the person, a clear sequence keeps you focused on facts rather than feelings. When the team member becomes defensive mid-conversation, a framework gives you a path back to the point rather than an escalating argument. When the stakes are high, such as a formal performance review or a final warning, a structure protects both of you by keeping the conversation documented and fair. When you genuinely want to help someone grow, a developmental framework ensures the conversation produces a real plan, not just a list of vague suggestions. When you are managing someone more experienced than you, a structured approach gives you confidence that does not depend on your seniority. The frameworks in this article give you that structure. Use them until they become instinct. Framework 1. SBI Situation, Behavior, Impact. The SBI method breaks feedback into 3 precise components: the situation where something happened, the specific behavior you observed, and the impact that behavior had. It keeps feedback grounded in observable fact, not personal interpretation. What it is designed for. SBI works best for corrective feedback on a specific, recent event. It is the right tool when you need to address something that happened and name it clearly without it feeling like a personal attack. How it works. Number 1. Situation. Describe the specific context where the behavior occurred. Name the date, the meeting, the project, or the moment. This prevents the person from feeling blindsided by a vague accusation. Example: in Tuesday's client call, at the point when we were discussing the revised timeline. Number 2. Behavior. Name exactly what you observed. Use neutral language. Describe the action, not the motive. Stick to what you saw or heard. Example: you interrupted the client twice before they finished explaining their concern. Number 3. Impact. Explain what effect that behavior had on the client, the team, or the outcome. Be honest and specific. Example: the client went quiet after that, and I noticed they stopped asking questions for the rest of the call. When to use it? Use SBI when you have a clear, specific example to reference and when the issue is about a concrete behaviour rather than a general attitude, it works best in the days immediately following the incident while the detail is still fresh, when not to use it. SBI is not the right tool for a broad developmental conversation about where someone wants to go in their career. It is too narrow for that kind of discussion. A quick example in practice. On Wednesday morning, during the team briefing, you presented data that had not been verified. Three team members based their afternoon decisions on that information, which meant we had to redo 2 hours of work. That is the impact I want us to talk about today. Eamon's take. SBI is the framework I reach for first when I need to say something difficult. It keeps me honest and keeps the other person from feeling attacked. You can read more about applying it and how to use the SBI method to give team members feedback that unifies instead of divides. Framework 2. The GROW model goal, reality options, will. The GROW model is a coaching-based feedback structure that moves from the current reality toward a concrete plan. It uses 4 stages, goal, reality options, and will. What it is designed for. GROW is built for developmental feedback. Use it when you want to help someone improve and grow, not just correct a single mistake. How it works. Number 1. Goal. Open by establishing what success looks like. Ask the person what they want to achieve or improve. Example. What would you like to be better at by the end of this quarter? Number 2. Reality. Explore the current situation honestly. What is actually happening right now? What patterns are you both seeing? Example. How do you feel your presentations have been landing with the senior team lately? Number 3. Options. Generate possibilities together. Do not hand the person a solution. Ask what options they can see and add your own suggestions only once they have contributed. Example. What are 3 things you could try differently in the next session? Number 4. Well. Close with a commitment. What will the person actually do and by when? Pin it down with specificity. Example. Which of those options will you commit to before our next check-in? When to use it? Use GROW in regular one-on-one development conversations, especially with team members who are motivated and want to improve. It gives them ownership of the plan rather than handing them a prescription. When not to use it? GROW is not the right tool when a specific behavior must stop immediately. If someone is at risk of a formal warning, they need clear correction, not an open exploration of options. A quick example in practice. You mentioned you want to build more confidence presenting to senior stakeholders. Right now, you tend to rush through the data slides. What options can you see for slowing that down? I can suggest 2 more once you have listed yours. Which one will you commit to by Friday? Eamon's take. GROW is one of the most powerful structures I know for turning a feedback session into something the other person actually owns. How to use the GROW method to turn team feedback into a synergy improvement plan takes this further if you want to apply it at the team level. Framework 3. The Pendleton Method. The Pendleton Method is a structured sequence that starts with the person being assessed. Before you give any feedback, you ask the other person to evaluate themselves first. It creates psychological safety and reduces defensiveness. What it is designed for? Pendleton works best for regular performance conversations and appraisals, where you want honest two-way dialogue, not a one-way delivery of your verdict. How it works. Number 1. Self-assessment first. Ask the person what they feel went well. Listen without interrupting. Resist the urge to add your view yet. Example. Before I share anything, I want to hear from you. What do you think you did particularly well in this project? Number 2. Confirm and add your own positives. Once they have finished, you add what went well from your perspective. Acknowledge what they said and build on it. Example. I agree with everything you just said. I would also add that your stakeholder management was excellent. Number 3. Self-assessment of what could improve. Ask the person what they would do differently. Again, listen without interrupting. Example. Now, what would you do differently if you had the chance? Number 4. Confirm and add your own developmental points. You share your perspective on improvement areas after they have spoken. This makes your point feel collaborative, not corrective. Example. That matches what I observed. I also think the timeline management piece is worth working on together. Number 5. Agree on an action plan. Close with specific, shared next steps. Example. Let us agree on 2 things you will focus on before our next session. When to use it. Pendleton is ideal for formal appraisals, mid-year reviews, or any conversation where the relationship and the person's dignity are equally important as the feedback content. when not to use it. Do not use Pendleton when time is short or when the feedback is urgent. The sequence takes time to run properly, and rushing it loses all its benefit. A quick example in practice. Before I say anything, I want to hear your view. What do you feel worked well in the way you handled the client complaint last week? Listen fully. Then, I think you're right about your patience. I would add that your follow-up email was excellent. Now, what would you change? Eamon's take. The Pendleton method taught me something I had to learn the hard way. The person receiving feedback usually already knows what needs to improve. Your job is to create the space for them to say it first. A quick note before we continue. Most people leave the hardest conversations for last and regret the words they used when they finally had them. The best-selling book Say Right Every Time gives you 115 tested scripts for those exact moments, the ones that shape careers, relationships, and how people remember you. Get your copy at eamonblackthorne.com. Now, back to the article. Framework 4. The SEER conversation context, evidence, action, result. SEER is a four-stage feedback structure that combines factual grounding with forward momentum. It gives you a way to name the problem clearly and move directly into what must change and why it matters, what it is designed for. SEER works well for feedback conversations where the issue is clear, but the path forward needs to be explicit. It suits mid-level performance issues where a specific correction is needed alongside a clear expectation of what success looks like, how it works. Number 1. Context. Set the scene. Name the project, the role expectation, or the agreed standard that provides the reference point for your feedback. Example. We agreed at the start of this project that weekly progress reports would go out every Friday before noon. Number 2. Evidence. Share specific, observable examples of what happened. Plural examples strengthen your case and make it harder to dismiss. Example. In the last 4 weeks, 3 of the 4 reports were sent after 3 p.m. and 1 was not sent at all. Number 3. Action. State clearly what needs to change. Be direct. Do not soften this part to the point where it disappears. Example. The report must go out before noon on Friday, every week, without exception. Number 4. Result. Explain what the positive outcome will be when the change is made. Connect the action to a real benefit. Example. When the team has the report on time, they can plan their Friday afternoon work properly, and we avoid the bottleneck we have been hitting. When to use it. Use SEER when you need to combine accountability with clarity. It is especially useful when you have had a softer conversation before and it has not produced change. When not to use it. SEER is too blunt for a first-time developmental conversation with someone who's otherwise performing well. Reserve it for situations where directness is warranted. A quick example in practice. Our standard is that client proposals go through a peer review before submission. In the last 3 submissions, you skipped that step entirely. Going forward, every proposal must have a peer review sign-off before it goes to the client. When that happens consistently, we eliminate the error rate we have been seeing. Eamon's take. SEER is the framework I use when I have been too gentle the first time around. It is direct without being cruel. That balance matters more than most people admit. If you want to practice delivering this kind of feedback without causing unnecessary tension, how to give constructive feedback without causing tension is essential reading. Framework 5. The AID model action, impact, do differently. The AID model is a stripped-down, 3-part structure. Name the action, describe its impact, and agree on what to do differently. It is the fastest reliable feedback framework you can use. What it is designed for. AID is built for speed and simplicity. Use it for informal, in-the-moment feedback or for situations where you've limited time and need to be precise without losing the human element. How it works. Number 1. Action. Name the specific action you observed. Keep it brief and factual. Example. In this morning's briefing, you spoke over 2 team members when they were mid-sentence. Number 2. Impact. Describe the effect of that action clearly. Focus on the real consequence. Example. Both of them stopped contributing for the rest of the meeting, and we lost 2 good perspectives as a result. Number 3. Do differently. Ask the person what they could do differently, or suggest it directly if time is short. Make the alternative concrete. Example. Next time, I would like you to wait until the person has completely finished before you respond. Can you commit to that? When to use it? AID is ideal for quick, informal feedback after a meeting, a presentation, or a specific event. It works in 5 minutes or less. it is also a strong tool for positive feedback, not just corrective conversations. When not to use it? AID does not go deep enough for a formal performance review or a career development conversation. It is a scalpel, not a surgical kit. A quick example in practice. Quick word before you head off. In the pitch today, you glossed over the budget section in about 30 seconds. The client asked 3 follow-up questions on cost, which suggests they needed more time there. Next time, hold at least 3 minutes for the budget slide and invite questions before moving on. Does that make sense? Eamon's take. I have used AID more times than I can count. It is the framework that lets you give real, honest feedback in the time it takes to walk to the car park. For word language you can use in moments like this, word-for-word scripts for giving constructive feedback at work is one of the most practical resources I can point you toward. How to choose the right framework for your situation. Knowing the frameworks is only half the work. Knowing which one to reach for is the other half. Situation best framework. Addressing a specific recent behavior or incident SBI. A career or skills development conversation GROW. A formal appraisal or performance review Pendleton. A repeated issue that needs a clear action plan SEER. Quick, informal feedback after a meeting or event AID. A team member who is defensive and resistant Pendleton or SBI. A motivated person who wants to grow or AID. There are situations where more than one framework could apply. A mid-year review, for example, might combine Pendleton self-assessment opening with a GROW-based development plan for the second half. That is fine. Frameworks are not rigid scripts, they are scaffolding. You can adapt once you know the structure well enough to modify it with confidence. When in doubt, start with the simplest framework. Complexity is not strength. Common mistakes when using feedback frameworks. Frameworks only work when you use them with discipline, not as a script you recite without thinking. Skipping the preparation. Working into a feedback session without choosing your framework first is the most common mistake. You end up improvising under pressure, and the structure collapses. Decide which framework you are using before you sit down, and know which component you will open with. Using SBI without a specific example. The entire power of SBI depends on a concrete, observable instance. If your situation is vague or your behavior is actually a character judgment, the framework breaks down and the person will feel attacked rather than informed. Brushing through the GROW option stage. Most managers skip straight to telling the person what to do. The whole point of GROW is to let the person generate solutions first. If you override that stage, you're giving advice, not coaching. Using SEER too early. SEER is a direct, accountable structure. Using it the first time you raise a concern can feel aggressive if the person had no clear expectation set. Use it when the expectation was already established and has not been met. Treating the framework as the conversation. The framework is the backbone, not the whole body. You still need to listen, to notice how the other person is responding, and to be willing to pause and check in. A framework used without genuine attention is just bureaucracy with better vocabulary. A framework used badly is still better than no framework, but a framework used well is a genuine advantage. How to start using these frameworks today? Do not try to master all of these at once. Pick one and practice it until it feels natural before you add another. Number 1. Choose your starting framework. If you give feedback regularly, start with SBI. It is the most universally useful and the quickest to learn. If your conversations are more developmental, start with GROW. Match the framework to the feedback conversations you have most often. Number 2. Prepare before every session. Before your next one-on-one feedback conversation, write out the components of your chosen framework in plain language. Identify the specific situation, the exact behavior, and the real impact. Do not walk in with only a vague intention to raise the issue. Knowing your structure in advance means you can focus on the person, not on remembering what to say next. Number 3. Debrief after each conversation. Within an hour of the session, ask yourself 2 questions: which part of the framework worked well, and where did you drift off the structure? This honest review builds your skill faster than any amount of reading. Number 4. Build your toolkit gradually. Once SBI or GROW feels instinctive, add Pendleton for your formal reviews. Then add AID for informal moments. Over time, you will move between frameworks naturally based on what the situation calls for. Frameworks are tools. The more you use them, the less you have to think about them. Key takeaways. Here is what to carry with you from this article. One-on-one feedback sessions work best when you choose your structure before you walk into the room. not after things go sideways. SBI is your go-to for corrective, behaviour-specific feedback grounded in observable facts. Grow transforms a feedback conversation into a development plan that the other person owns. Pendleton protects both the relationship and the message by letting the person self-assess before you deliver your view. AID gives you a fast, reliable structure for in-the-moment feedback without sacrificing honesty or clarity. The right framework depends on the situation, the relationship, and the stakes. Build the judgment to choose well. If you want to strengthen the language you use inside these structures, word-for-word scripts for giving constructive feedback at work gives you the exact phrases to use. For feedback in a group setting, how to give feedback that strengthens team synergy instead of breaking it, and the role of communication in meeting success will round out your understanding. For managers who facilitate feedback conversations across an entire team, meeting facilitation skills for managers is worth your time. One-on-one feedback done well is one of the most powerful acts of respect you can offer another person. Give it the structure it deserves. Frequently asked questions. What is one-on-one feedback and why does it matter? One-on-one feedback is a direct, private conversation between a manager and a team member focused on specific behavior or performance. It matters because private settings allow honest dialogue without the pressure of an audience, making it far more likely that the feedback will be heard and acted on. How do you structure a one-on-one feedback session effectively? Structure a one-on-one feedback session by choosing a proven framework before you walk into the room. Models like SBI or GROW give you a clear sequence to follow. This prevents the conversation from drifting and ensures both the feedback and the forward plan are communicated clearly. What is the SBI method for one-on-one feedback? SBI stands for Situation, Behavior, Impact. You describe the specific situation you observed, name the exact behavior, then explain the impact it had. This keeps feedback grounded in observable fact rather than personal judgment, which makes it easier for the other person to hear and accept. How long should a one-on-one feedback conversation last? Most effective one-on-one feedback conversations run between 20 and 40 minutes. Shorter sessions rarely leave enough room for the other person to respond. Longer sessions risk losing focus. The structure you choose determines how well you use that time, not the clock itself. When should you avoid using a rigid framework in a one-on-one feedback session? Avoid rigid frameworks when someone is emotionally distressed or in crisis. In those moments, the other person needs to feel heard before they can receive feedback. Lead with genuine listening first. Return to the feedback structure in a follow-up conversation once the person has steadied. What is the difference between corrective and developmental feedback in a one-on-one session? Corrective feedback addresses a specific behavior that needs to stop or change. Developmental feedback focuses on skills or habits a person could build to grow further. Both are valid in one-on-one sessions, but they require different frameworks. Corrective feedback demands precision. Developmental feedback demands vision and encouragement. Thank you for listening. If this article helped, the best-selling book Say It Right Every Time will take you the rest of the way. 115 scripts ready to use whenever you need them. Visit emonblackthorne.com to get your copy.